वेगभ्रमणविक्षुण्णा महीतस्य व्यशीर्यत सोऽपि कोपान्महावीर्यः कुरक्षुण्णमहीतलः शृङ्गाभ्याम् पर्वतानुच्चांश्चिक्षेपचननाद च वेगभ्रमणविक्षुण्णा महीतस्य व्यशीर्यत लाङ्गूलेनाहतश्चाभ्युप्लावयामास सर्वतः धृतशृङ्गविभिन्नाश्च खण्डम् खण्डम् ययुर्घनाः श्वास अनिल अस्ताः शतशः निपेतुः नभसः अचलाः. फिनिश्ड् ऑल द टोके. इति क्रोध समाध्मातमापतन्तम् महासुरम् दृष्ट्वा सा चण्डिका कोपम् तद्वधाय तदाकरोत्. इति क्रोध समाध्मातमापतन्तम् महासुरम् दृष्ट्वा सा चण्डिका कोपम् तद्वधाय तदाकरोत्. इति क्रोध समाध्मातमापतन्तम् महासुरम् दृष्ट्वा सा चण्डिका कोपम् तद्वधाय तदाकरोत्. So iti you should take it as evam. Iti should be taken as evam in this manner. Kopa samadhmatam. Kopena samadhmataha. Kopena samadhmataha. Have I come earlier than what I said? The timing? Only 5 minutes, I think, no? Kopena samadhmataha. See, one who is overwhelmed with anger, overwhelmed, or one who is filled with anger. One who is filled with anger. Kopena samadhmataha, kopa samadhmataha. Kopa samadhmatam. Kopa samadhmataha. इति क्रोध समाध्मातमापतन्तम् महासुरम् दृष्ट्वा सा चण्डिका कोपम् तद्वधाय तदाकरोत्. इति क्रोध समाध्मातम् आपतन्तम् महासुरम् दृष्ट्वा सा चण्डिका कोपम् तदा अकरोत्. सी सा चण्डिका द देवी कोपम् अकरोत्. She made angry, she got angry. Kopam akarot. Chandika kopam akarot. She got angry. Sa chandika kopam akarot. Okay. When? Kada? Drishtva, seeing. Seeing whom? Mahasuram. Tam Mahasuram Drishtva. Having seen that Mahishasura, Devi got very angry. तम् महासुरम् दृष्ट्वा सा चण्डिका कोपम् अकरोत्. वेन् आपतन्तम् क्रोध समाध्मातम् आपतन्तम्. सो हैविंग सीन महिषासुरा हु वाज फिल्ड विद एंगर कोप समाध्मातः मीन्स हु वाज फिल्ड विद एंगर हु वाज हाईली एंग्री. देन आपतन्तम् Apatham means who was going towards her. Having seen Mahishasura, who was coming towards her, who was filled with anger. Apatantam means coming towards her. Apatantam are running against her. Apatantam, Kopadmatam, Tam Mahasuram Adrishtva, Sa Chandika, that Devi, Kopaya, Kopam Akarot. Okay? Tadvadhaya. Tadvadhaya kopam akarot. In order for killing him, she became very angry. So for killing him, she really brought her anger in her. So Devi made anger in her for killing him. When she saw that Mahishasura, filled with anger, running against towards her. Having seen her, seen him, she got angry and she made up, she got angry. I mean, she really brought anger in her to kill him, for killing him. Kopam akarot. Tadvadhaya kopam akarot. Okay. Now, sakshiptva tasya vaipasham tamba bandha mahasuram. Sakshiptvatam tasya vaipasham tamba bandha mahasuram tatya jamahisham rupam sopi baddho mahamrudhe. Sakshiptvatasya vaipasham tamba bandha mahasuram tatya jamahisham rupam sopi baddho mahamrudhe. So here, Mahamrudhe, see, one more word you are learning, Mahamrudh. Mahamrudham, Mrudham means battle, new word. Mahamrudham means big battle. Mahamrudhe, in that big battle, Mahamrudham, Mahamrudhe, that big battle, Sa Devi Tasya Vai, indeed Vai Tasya Pasham Kshiptva. No, she throwing the knees, noose on her, throwing the noose on her, on him. Tasya Pasham Kshiptva. Tasya means what? Tasya Upari Pasham Kshiptva. Having thrown the noose on him, Tam Mahasuram Babandha. So Devi Babandha Banditavati. Babandha means Bandhanam Kritavati. So she tied that great Asura. Tam Mahasuram Babandha. She tied that Mahishasura with the rope. How? She threw her noose and tied him with that noose. Pashaha means that rope. No, we get the noose. It's called noose. Pasham kshiptva. Kshiptva. Having thrown her noose, she tied him. Tam mahasuram babandha. Bandhanam kritavati. Abadhnath. Abadhnath, better word. Abadhnath. Babandha means abadhnath. She tied him with the noose, throwing that noose on him in that big battle. Mahamrudhe, in that big battle, Sa Devi, Tasya Vai Pasham Kshiptva, throwing noose on him, Tam Mahasuram Babandha. She tied that great Asura demon, Badhnam Banditavati or Bandhanam Kritavati Abadhnath. Abadhnath. Saha Vriddha Api. Sorry, not Vriddha, sorry, Baddha. Saha Baddha Api. He also, Baddha, as tied, bound. Baddha means tied, bound. Past participle. Saha api baddha. Sa baddha api. He also, when he was tied, he also, when tied, baddha api. Mahisham rupam tatyaja. He also gave up his buffalo form. See, when he was tied, saha api baddha, when he was bound or tied by Devi's noose, saha api, Mahisham rupam tatyaja. He gave up his buffalo's form, original form of buffalo. Okay, Mahishasura. Tatyaja tyaktavan. Mahisham rupam tyaktavan. Mahisham rupam atyajat. Mahisham rupam tatyaja. He gave up his, the buffalo's form. See, now, what happens? He is going to be killed soon, okay? be all of you be ready with sweets and all that. Mahishasa will be killed soon. Today we are completing the second. Oh, not completing. Anyways, one more chapter. Okay. Tatasimho bhavat sadyo. Tatasimho bhavat sadyo. Yavat tasyambika shiraha. Tatasimho bhavat sadyo. Yavat tasyambika shiraha. Chinatitavat purusha khadga paniradrishyata. Chinatitavat purusha khadga paniradrishyata. Now, tataha, thereafter, tataha, sadhyaha. Sadhyaha is another word. Sadhyaha, immediately or at once. Tataha, thereafter, immediately. Sadhyaha, at once, udaneye. Abhavat, okay. Simhaha, simhaha abhavat. Oh, immediately, at once, he became a lion. Mahishasura became a lion. Simhaha abhavat. Tataha, sadhyaha, simhaha abhavat. So, when he was tied by Devi's nose, immediately, you know, as soon as he was tied, he gave up his buffalo's form. But then what happened? Tataha thereafter, simhaha abhavat sadhyaha, yavat tasyambika shiraha. Then, tataha sadhyaha simhaha abhavat. Then, immediately, he became simhaha, simhaha abhavat. Then Ambika tasya shiraha. Ambika tasya shiraha. Yavat chinati. Tavat khadga panihi. Purushaha adrishyata. Amazing. So he became first buffalo became lion. Okay, then lion what happened? When Devi tasya shiraha Yavat chinati. As soon as Devi lifted her hand with a sword to cut her neck, her head, tasya shiraha chinati. Okay? She, yavat chinati. Just before Devi took the sword to cut his head, then khadgapanihi pudrushaha adrishyata. So he was seen as a man. He was adrishyata, he was seen. Adrishyata, you learned this. Adrishyata, he was seen as a man with the sword in his hand. Khadga panihi. See, he became lion and then immediately lion's form also disappeared. Then he became a man with the sword in his hand. When Devi lifted her knife, sword to cut his head, Ambika tasya shiraha yavat chinati tavat means what? As soon as Devi took her sword to cut his head, then saha khadgapanihi purushaha adrishyata. Here yavat chinati tavat means Ambika tasya shiraha chetum yada Ambika tasya shiraha chetum yada siddha bhavati tada saha khadgapanihi purushaha adrishyata. That is the meaning implied here. Yavat chinati tavat means just before. Yavat chinati tavat should be taken as before she cut his head. When Devi, before she cut his head, he became the person with the sword in his hand. Khadga panihi purushaha adrishyata. Got it? Okay. This, some small doubt may be there. Don't worry. Let me finish the story first. Tata evashu purusham devi chicheda sayakaihi tata evashu purusham devi chicheda sayakaihi tam khadga charmana sardham tam khadga charmana sardham tatas sobhun mahagajah tatas sobhun mahagajah tata evashu na tataha tataha again thereafter piragu in story you have to be repeating this word thereafter 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 so tataha thereafter devi is it the fourth word devi devi ashu ashu eva evashu change it ashu eva ashu means soon ashu eva means very soon ashu eva ke soon very soon sayakaihi sayakaha another word for banaha sayakaha ishuhu banaha how many words you have learned banaha arrow sayakaha means arrow sayakaihi with arrows so sa de tataha thereafter devi ashu eva ashu soon ashu eva means very soon sayakaihi with arrows khadga charmana sardham khadga charmana sardham tam purusham chicheda killed pa mahasara spelled so khadga charmana sardham tam purusham chicheda now devi with her arrows chicheda means chicheda is a perfect tense okay achinat she cut his she cut the head she cut him okay tam purusham chicheda she cut that person so finally devi saw him with the sword was a person with the sword now devi cut him tam purusham chicheda ashu eva so tataha thereafter devi ashu eva very soon sayakaihi with her arrows tam purusham chicheda she cut him how cut him who was he the one sardham one with the sword and shield see khadga charmana sardham khadgam khadgaha sword charma the shield charmana sardham tam purusham the devi cut that person along with the shield and the sword it means you can say she killed him she also broke his weapons the two meanings you can take so devi cut that person along with the sword and shield khadga charmana sardham tam purusham devi sayakaihi chicheda devi no cut him with her arrows so devi vegamagave ashu eva ambugalal வாளோடும் கடயத்தோடும் இருக்கின்ற அவனை கொன்றாள் கட்ஹிம் ததஹ சஹ மஹாகஜஹ அபூத் தென் ஹி பிகேம் அ வெரி ஹியூஜ் எலிஃபென்ட் மை காட் நைஸ் டு நோ திஸ் இஸ் ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் வித் வாட் ஹி வாஸ் இனிஷியலி ஹி வாஸ் பஃபலோ தென் ஹி பிகேம் அ லயன் They became a man with a sword. Then when she cut him with his weapons, and she became what? Now he became a huge elephant. Saha tataha saha maha gajaha abhut. He became a very big elephant, a huge elephant. Priya yanayaha aitru aynan. Tataha saha maha gajaha abhut. Okay, karena cha maha, got it now? Okay, So tataha devi ashuyeva sayakehi tam purusham khadga charmana sardham tam purusham chicheda tataha saha mahagajaha abhut. Then we came up huge elephant. Now karena cha mahasimham tam cha karsha jagajja karena cha mahasimham karena cha mahasimham tam cha karsha jagajja karshatastu karam devi khadgena nirakrantata karena cha mahasimham tam cha karsha jagajja cha karshatastu karam devi khadgena nirakrantata karena cha mahasimham tam cha karsha jagajja cha karshatastu karam devi khadgena nirakrantata. Now karena, the first word is what? Karena tam mahasimham chakarsha. Okay, now this Mahishasura, now after, when he was cut by Devi, when he appeared with the sword and the shield, Devi cut him. When now, then he became a huge elephant. Now what does he do? Look at this. Now still he is alive. Karena. Now, elephant has a kara. Kara means it's a tusk. Okay? With this tusk. With the tumbike. So, with this karena, mahasimham tam chakarsha. See, chakarsha means akrishtavan. Krishnavan means what? He pulled Devi's lion. Mahasimham chakarsha. Krishnavan. Or akarshat. Chakarsha means akarshat. Mahasimham chakarsha means akarshat. Karshati, he pulls. He pulls that lion. He pulled that lion. He pulled that lion. With his trunk, with his big, with the elephant's tusk. Karena cha tam mahasimham chakarsha. Then jagarja cha, not chakarsha, jagarja cha, garjitavan, krishtavan, then garjitavan, agar. So, garjati, agarjat. Agarjat, he roared. He did the roaring. He roared because he was lion's form. Sorry, elephant's form. So he made a huge noise. Jagarja means agarjat. He also made a big noise. He pulled that lion and made a big noise. Devi tu karshataha karam khadge nirakrindata. Devi also karshataha karam ilikkindavanudaya kaiyai khadge nirakrindata. Devi also cut nirakrindata. Why? See, nirakrindata, nirkrindate. Nirkrantate means cuts. Nirakrantata, cut, past tense. Devi also cut his hand, karam, with her sword. Devi cut his hand with the sword. Whose hand? The one who was pulling, dragging the lion. Devi, karshataha karam, khadgena nirakrantata. Devi cut his hand. The pulling hand with her sword. Devi இழுக்கின்றவனுடைய கையை, இழுக்கின்ற கையை கத்தியால் வெட்டினாள். So Devi cut his hand, pulling hand with the knife, with the sword, sorry, not knife, with the sword. Okay? So he was not keeping quiet. He pulled Devi's, he pulled the lion, and see, the Devi cut his hand, pulling hand. கட்கேன் நிரக்கிருந்தத கரேன தம் மகாசிம்ஹம் சகர்ஷ. You have to add Mahishasura, it's not subject, is not mentioned. Mahishasuraha gajarupastaha karena cha mahasimham chakarsha cha jagarja cha. Also he roared. Devi to karshataha karam khadgena narakrantata. Okay. Tato mahasuro bhoyo mahisham vapurasthitaha. ततो महासुरो भूयो माहिशं वपुरास्थितः तथैव क्षोभयामास त्रैलोक्यं सचराचरम्. ओके. ततो महासुरो भूयो माहिशं वपुरास्थितः तथैव क्षोभयामास त्रैलोक्यं सचराचरम्. Tataha thereafter, Mahasuraha, that great demon, Mahishasura, Bhuyaha, if you break it, Bhuyaha again, Mahisham Vapuhu Asthitaha. Mahisham Vapuhu, buffalo's body, Asthitaha, he again assumed buffalo's form. Who stat? Tataha thereafter, okay, when Devi cut his hand, the pulling hand, then thereafter, Mahasuraha, that great demon Mahishasura, Bhuyaha again, Mahisham Vapuhu Asthitaha, again he assumed the form of the buffalo, or buffalo's form, Mahisham Vapuhu Asthitaha. Tatha, Sacharacharam is what? The world of mobile and immobile beings. Chara, mobile, achara, immobile. The world of mobile and immobile beings. Trailokyam kshobhayamasa. See, kshobhayamasa means akshobhayat or kshobhitavan. Means he really made three worlds of mobile and immobile beings shake. He made three worlds of mobile and immobile beings shake. Okay, how? Assuming the lion's form, sorry, buffalo's form, Mahisham Vapuhu, again assuming the buffalo's form, he made the three worlds of mobile, immobile beings shake. Means he shaked. Kshobayamasa means kshobitavan. Akshobayat tataha mahasuraha bhuyaha mahisham vapuhu asthitaha tatha sacharacharam trailokyameva kshobayamasa. So, பிறகு அந்த அசுரன் மீண்டும் பூயகா மீண்டும் எருமைக்கடா உருவத்தோடு எருமை உருவத்தை அடைந்தவனாக சராச்சரம் மூ உலகங்களையும் அவன் அசைவித்தான். He made them shake. Okay. ततः क्रुद्धा जगन्माता चंडिका पानमुत्तमम्. ततः क्रुद्धा जगन्माता चंडिका पानमुत्तमम् पपौ पुनः पुनश्चैव జహాసారుణలోచనా పపౌ పునః పునశ్చైవ జహాసారుణలోచనా. దెన్ తతః అగైన్ తతః కమ్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ తతః కమ్స్ తతః మీన్స్ యాజ్ రిజల్ట్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆల్సో కెన్ టేక్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ జగన్మాత చండికా క్రుద్ధ. ఓకే, జగన్మాత చండికా క్రుద్ధ, క్రుద్ధ జగన్మాత చండికా. సో చండికా చండీ దేవి, ద మదర్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్, క్రుద్ధ వెరీ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ, వెరీ యాంగ్రీ మదర్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ చండికా. దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ మదర్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ చండికా. పానం ఉత్తమం పపౌ, నో నాట్ లీ దట్ అరుణలోచన, అరుణ అరుణం సి అరుణలోచన సి లోచనే అరుణే యస్యాహ స అరుణలోచన. అరుణలోచన ద వన్ విత్ ద రెడ్ ఐస్, సివంద కణ్గలే ఉడేవల్, ద వన్ విత్ ద రెడ్ ఐస్. సో క్రుద్ధ జగన్మాత అరుణలోచన చండిక, త్రీ అడ్జెక్టివ్స్ ఫర్ చండిక. సో వెరీ యాంగ్రీ రెడ్ ఐడ్ మదర్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ చండిక. పానం ఉత్తమం, ఉత్తమం పానం పపౌ. పానం హియర్ మీన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఆరక్, ఓకే కళ్ళు. ఉత్తమం పానం పపౌ, షీ డ్రాంక్ వెరీ గుడ్, వెరీ గుడ్ ఇంటాక్సికేటింగ్ డ్రింక్. షీ డ్రాంక్, షీ హ్యాడ్ అ డ్రింక్. ఉత్తమం పానం పపౌ, షీ హ్యాడ్ అ డ్రింక్. పునః పునః చ జహాస, అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ షీ ఆల్సో లాఫ్డ్ అలౌడ్. జహాస మీన్స్ హసితవతి, హసనం కృతవతి. అహసత్ హసతి లాఫ్స్, అహసత్ లాఫ్డ్. సో షీ లాఫ్డ్. ఓకే, పునః పునః జహాస, పునః పునః అహసత్ దేవి. అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ షీ లాఫ్డ్ అలౌ. వై? షీ డ్రాంక్ దట్ డ్రింక్, షీ డ్రాంక్ అ వెరీ గుడ్ డ్రింక్. ఉత్తమం పానం పపౌ, షీ డ్రాంక్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డ్రింక్. అండ్ హౌ వాజ్ షీ? షీ వాజ్ అరుణలోచన జగన్మా, షీ క్రుద్ధ జగన్మాత అరుణలోచన చండిక. ఆర్ యు కెన్ సే అరుణలోచన క్రుద్ధ జగన్మాత చండిక. సో మదర్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ చండికా దేవి, ఓకే వెరీ యాంగ్రీ, హూస్ ఐస్ వర్ రెడ్ విత్ ద రెడ్ ఐస్. షీ డ్రాంక్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డ్రింక్. దెన్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ షీ లాఫ్డ్ అలౌడ్. తతో తతః జగన్మాత చండిక, క్రుద్ధ అరుణలోచన, ఉత్తమం పానం పపౌ, పపౌ పీతవతి అపిబత్, ఉత్తమం పానం అపిబత్ షీ డ్రాంక్. పునః పునః చ జహాస ఏవ, అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ షీ డిడ్, షీ లాఫ్డ్. ననద్ద చాసురస్సోపి బలవీర్యమదోద్ధతః, ననర్ద చాసురస్సోపి బలవీర్యమదోద్ధతః, విషాణాభ్యాం చ చిక్షేప, విషాణాభ్యాం చ చిక్షేప చండికాం ప్రతిభూధరాన్, ననర్ద చాసురస్సోపి బలవీర్యమదోద్ధతః, విషాణాభ్యాం చ చిక్షేప చండికాం ప్రతిభూధరాన్. సో బలవీర్యమదోద్ధతః, టేక్ ద వర్డ్ ఫస్ట్ ఫర్ ద ఫోర్త్ ఆర్డర్, బలవీర్యమదోద్ధతః మీన్స్ బల వీర్య మద ఉద్ధతః. సో ఉద్ధతః మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ సమాధ్మాతః, లైక్ ఉద్ధతః. ఉద్ధతః మీన్స్ one who is filled with pride, madaha, pride, viryam, strength, balam, physical strength. See, he was endowed with balam, viryam, madaha, madodhataha. He was highly proud being endowed with physical strength and also physical strength and viryam strength in general. Bala viryam adodhataha. Sahas asuraha api, that demon also. Nanardha means narditavan. Naditavan. Naditavan. A narditavan. Okay. Saha asuraha api nanardha. Saha chandikam prati bhudaran vishanabhyam chikshepa. So bhudaraha is another word for mountain. Please make a note. Bhudaraha. Bhudaraha means mountain. Bhudaraha, mountain. Bhudaraha mountain. Again, Vishanaha means horn. Vishanaha, Shringaha, same meaning. Vishanaha also means horn. Vishanabhyam, Shringabhyam, same meaning. He became buffalo, you know, already. And with his horns, Vishanabhyam, with his two horns, Bhudaran Chikshepa. Chikshepa Kshiptavan. He threw the mountains. See this Mahishasura. Mahishasura threw the mountains with his horns. Vishanabhyam Bhudaran Chikshepa. So that Mahishasura, who was strong physically, who was strong mentally, Bala Virya Madha, who was also highly filled with pride, who was very proud, and that demon, Saha Asuraha Api Nanardha, he also made big noise. Saha Chandikam Prati Bhudaran Vishanabhyam Chikshepa. He threw mountains with his horns towards Devi, Chandikam Prati, towards Devi, he threw mountains with his two horns. Sachatan Pratpahitam Sten, Sachatan Prahitam Stena. Correct? Sachatan Prahitam Stena, Churnayanti Sharotkarehi. Sachatan pratitam stena churnayanti sharotkaraihi uchay uvachachat madodhuta mukharaga kulaksharam. Sachatan prahitam stena churnayanti sharotkaraihi sachatan patma sachatan prahitam Tena Churnayanti Maharotkaraihi Uvachatam Madodhuta Mukharaga Kuleksharam Kulaksharam. Okay. No, Sacha mean what? And the Devi also. Sa Devi. Sa, you must write within brackets, Devi. Sa Devi cha, and that Devi also. Tena prahitan tan. The pahitaha means again sent. Okay, thrown. Tena Prahitan means Prahitan Tan means those mountains which were thrown by Mahishasura. Tena Prahitan Tan, those mountains which were thrown by Mahishasura. Shara Utkarehi, Sharotkarehi, with a host of arrows, with the host of arrows or groups of arrows. Sharotkarehi with the arrows, churnayanti, powdered, converting it into a powder. Madrug. Madodhuta mukha raga. Akulaksharam. Sachatan prahitam stena churnayanti sharotkarehi. Vachatam madodhuta mukha raga akulaksharam. So Devi also worships Sacha. Tena prahitan tan. Parvatan, you have to understand. Sharotkarehi churnayanti. Devi powdering churnayanti. Churnayati powders. Churnayanti. Churnayan masculine, churnayanti feminine. Churnayanti powdering with her arrows. Powdering with her arrows. Shara Utkaraha means powdering with her hosts of groups of arrows. Those mountains thrown by him. Mada Uddhuta Mukharaga. Mada Uddhuta Mukharaga. See, Raga means here red color. Devi, Yasyaha Mukham, Mukham, Mukhasya Ragaha, Sa Mukharaga. Devi's face was red. Mukharaga means red faced. Uddhuta. Mother Uddhuta. Uddhuta means what now? Whose Devi, her face redness became, her face became very red. Why? Because of the drink she had. The Mother Uddhuta Mukharaga. She, Mother Uddhuta Mukharaga. Her face became very red because of her mother, because of that intoxication of the drink. Mother Uddhuta Mukharaga. Devi, she said to be Mother Uddhuta Mukharaga. She whose face became red because of the intoxication of the drink she had. Okay, that Devi, whose face was red because of the intoxication of the drink, tam akulaksharam uvacha. Okay. Looking at him, she said, akulaksharam. See, akulaksharam is a funny name, okay? See, akulaksharam means not akulaksharam, sorry, akulaksharam, sorry. Akulaksharam. Akulaksharam means she said akulaksharaha means the one, the unmanifest letters. She told him the unmanifest letters. She made the sounds of unmanifest letters, which means he is going to become unmanifest soon. That's the mean. Akulaksharam. Akulaksharam uvacha. Kulaksharam, the akulaksharam. Akulaksharam uvacha. Akulakshara means The sounds which are undifferentiated and unmanifest. Undifferentiated, unmanifest sounds, letters. is what Akulaksharam. Unmanifest, undifferentiated sounds is called Akulaksharam. So Devi told him to be like, to be the unmanifest, undifferentiated letters, means Devi told him, may you disappear. Okay. Akulaksharam Uvacha means she told him to disappear. As what? As the unmanifest, undifferentiated letters, sounds. That's meaning of what? Akulaksharam. Adi, eluthu, vilangada eluthaga aagumbadi sonnal. Vilangada eluthaga aagumbadi sonnal means what? She told him to disappear. Told him to go away. I mean, that means, she told him to die, disappear. So Devi, powdering these mountains thrown by him with her arrows, having the red eyes because of the intoxication of the drink she had, she told him to become unmanifest, undifferentiated letters. Means she told him to disappear. Devi vacha. Devi talks to him. Devi vacha. Devi said, garja garja kshanam moodha madhu yavat pibamyaham. Garja garja kshanam moodha madhu yavat pibamyaham. Maya tvayiha te traiva garjishyantyashu devataha. Garja garja kshanam moodha madhu yavat pibamyaham. Maya tvayiha te traiva garjishyantyashu devataha. She is telling, you can see the word moodha. Garja garja kshanam moodha. She is addressing, oh deluded, moodha moodhane. No, fool or deluded. Hey moodha. Garja garja, okay, he says, garja garja, okay, may you roar, may you make noise. How long can you make a noise? How long can you roar? Kshanam, okay, kshanam mooda. Because he says, may you roar, or may you shake and shiver. Garja garja kshanam, just for a second. Just for a second, may you make noise. Garja garja. But how long? Yavat aham madhupibami. Until I finish my drink. Yavat madhu aham pibami. Until I finish this drink, intoxicating drink. Yavat aham madhupibami. Until I have this drink, kshanam for a short period, garja, garja, kanam, come on, you make your noise. Twayi maya hate. Ashu atra eva devataha garjishyanti. When twayi maya hate, so sati saptami, twayi maya hate, maya by me, Tvayihate, when you are killed by me, maya by me, tvayihate, when you are killed by me, ashuyeva, soon, atrayeva devataha garjishyanti, all the devatas will laugh aloud, they will roar, devatas will roar happily, laughing aloud, okay, devataha garjishyanti. Atra eva ashu devataha garjishyanti. Here itself, devas, will roar. Why? When you will be killed by me. When you are killed by me. Maya tvayi hate. Tvayi hate. When you are killed by me, maya. Ashu, immediately. Atra, here. Devataha garjishyanti. All the devatas. all the devatas will make noise. Mooda, hey Mooda, aham, I, madhu, yavat pibami, until I finish drinking, until I drink this madhu, kshanam garja garja, okay, you can roar for a minute, for a small time, short time. Maya tvai hate, when you are killed by me, ashu, soon, atra eva devataha garjishyanti. Devatas also will make noise. Got it? Okay. Rishiruvacha, eva muktva samutpatya, sarudhatam mahasuram. Eva muktva samutpatya, sarudhatam mahasuram. Padenakramya kantecha, shule nainamata dayate. Shule nainamata dayatu. Eva muktva samutpatya, sarudhatam mahasuram. Padenakramya kantecha, shule nainamata dayate. Padenakramya kantecha, shule nainamata dayate. So here Rishi Uvacha, Rishi tells now. Don't forget, Rishi is narrating the story. Okay? To whom? To the merchant and the king. No, Rishi Uvacha. Evam uktva samutpatya sa arudha tam mahasuram. So Devi also, evam uktva, having said this, hey, garja, garja, maya tvai hate ashu devataha eva atra garjishyanti. Come on, you make noise now. You just roar and roar. Don't worry. You roar. Until I finish drinking my drink, you can roar. But once, you know, I finished, then when you are killed by me, tvai maya hate, when you are killed by me, then ashu at once, here itself, devatas will come and they will make a big noise. Therefore, now Rishi says, evam uktva, having said this, what did she say? That's why I went back to the previous verse. Come on, now you roar, roar and roar, no problem. Until I finish drinking, I have a drink, okay, then you can make noise. But when you are killed by me, then devatas come and will make big noise here. They celebrate your death. That's the meaning. Evam uktva, having said this, samutpatya, Devi also, samutpatya means having jumped. Samutpatati jumps. Patati verb, pati is the root, but samutpatati, samutpatati jumps. Devi also jumped on him. Tam mahasuram arudha. And the mahasuran meri erinal. She jumped on to him. Sa evam uktva, that Devi, as she was, sa evam uktva, samutpatya, that the Devi having jumped on Mahishasura, mahasuram arudha, samutpatya arudha, having jumped, she climbed on to Mahishasura's body. Yenam padena akramya kante shulena achurnayat. Sorry, atadayat. You atadayat, no? Sorry, seem little like dosed. Okay. Eva muktva samutpatya sarudhatam mahasuram. Having said this, Samutpatya, having jumped, saw the Mahasuram Arudha. She climbed on to that demon. Padena Akramya. Padena Akramya. Padena with the leg. Okay. Akramya. Akramya means stamping on him. Stamping him with the leg. Kalal Mudittukundu. Okay. Akramya. Stamping on him. Stamping him with the leg. Kante shulena atadayatu. Atadayatu. She hit his neck. Kante kalithil shulena shulatinal atadayatu adittal. So she hit him with his shulam. On his neck. So, padena akramya kalal mudithikkondu kante shulena atadayathu. She hit him on his neck with her chulam. Okay. Tatasopi padakrantastaya nijamukhat tataha. Tatasopi mapada krantastaya nijamukhat tataha. Tatasopi pada krantastaya nijamukhat tataha. Ardhanishkranta evasit devya viryena samhataha. Tatasimho pada krantastaya tattaya nijamukhat tataha ardhanishkranta evasi devya viryena samvrutaha. Tataha, thereafter, sopi, break it, sahapi, that demon also, taya prapataya padakrantaha, stamped by Devi, that demon also was stamped by Devi. Nijamukhat from his own mouth. Nijamukhat from his own mouth. Which mouth? Buffalo's mouth. Nijamukhat, his own buffalo mouth. Ardhanishkrantaha eva. Ardha Nishkrantaha means he left half. Nishkrantaha means having come out half. So what happened when Devi stamped him, no, with her leg? When she hit him with her shulam on the neck, then that demon also saha, tataha sahapi, padakrantaha, stand by Devi. Nijamukhat ardhanishkrantaha. From his buffalo mouth, he left the body to escape. Okay? Nardhanishkrantaha eva. Devya viryena samvrataha asit. Then he was obstructed. He was about to leave through the mouth and escape. He was going to leave his body and escape from there. But so, Ardha Nishkrantaha means as he left the body half, okay, when he left the body half, then Devata Viryena, Devya Viryena, Devi's, because of Devi's strength, Samvrutaha Asit, he was obstructed. He was about to escape from his body in subtle form. So when he was about to leave the half the body, then when he was about to leave the body, he was obstructed. He was obstructed by Devi's strength, which means he could not leave. He was going to escape and go away somewhere. So, but Devi did not leave him. Because Asura was ended with all sorts of powers. So when Devi hit him on his neck, then he thought he should escape and go away. So he quickly had, no, he was Ardhanishkrantaha, half when he left. Ardhanishkrantaha eva tada Devi Viryena Samvrataha Asid. Devya Viryena Samvrataha Asid. He was obstructed by Devi. Devyaha Viryena, by strength of Devi, because of the strength of Devi, Samvrataha Asid. Samvrataha means he became obstructed. He could not move as he decided. Ardha nishkranta evasau yudhyamano mahasuraha. See, avan tappichu poradhu kelambara, paadi kelambana udaneye devi vandu avare thaduthu vittaal, avul sakthinal thaduthu vittaal. Devya veeriyena samvrutaha asit. All passive voice sentences, so many passive voice sentences. Taya maha, so devya veeriyena samvrutaha asit. Now Ardha nishkranta evasau yudhyamano mahasuraha. Ardha nishkranta evasau yudhyamano mahasuraha. Tatha mahasina devya charaschitva nipatitaha. Taya mahasina devya charaschitva nipatitaha. At last he was felled. So ardhanishkrantaha eva asau yudhyamanaha mahasuraha. Asau mahasuraha, what does it mean? Asau mahasuraha, this great demon Mahishasura, ardhanishkrantaha eva, as he was about to leave half. Ardhanishkrantaha means what? As he left half from through his buffalo mouth, we have understood already. Yudhyamanaha, okay, fighting also. Yudhyamanaha, fighting, as he was about to, half when he left the Mahasura, fighting he left, then what happened? Taya Devya Mahasina, by the Devi with the big sword, Shiraha Chitva Nipaditaha. The head was cut and thrown. Talai Vettapattu Veeltapattadu. Okay. Shiraha Chitva. So having cut his head, okay, it was felled. Being cut, his head being cut, it was felled. Okay. What does it mean? As he was leaving the body half, fighting also, saha mahasuraha yudhyamanaha, ardhanishkantaha eva, taya mahasina devya, charaschitva nipatitaha, taya mahasina, taya devya, by the devi, mahasina with a big sword, shiraha chitva, having cut his head, okay, shiraha chitva, nipatitaha, the head was cut and thrown by Devi as he was about to escape, as he left half through his mouth, Devi obstructed, and not only obstructed, Devi killed him. Shiraha chitva nipatitaha. Mahishasura's head was cut. Having cut his head, she felled it. He was thrown on the floor with his head cut. Talai arutthu veeltapattan. Asau mahasura, ardhanishkranta eva asau yudhyamano mahasuraha, taya mahasina devya charaschitva nipatitaha. Have you all got it? Sorry, I was very, very, very drowsy. Still I managed to. You can make out whenever I'm off, okay? Wake me up. But I didn't want to sleep. That's why I came back again soon. Tato ha ha kritam sarvam. I woke up very early today. Tato ha ha kritam sarvam. Daitya sainyam nana shatat. Two more verses. Just wait for me. Please be here with me. We're going to kill. My head was He was killed. Tato haha kritam sarvam daitya sainyamanashatat. Oh, very good. So, ardhanishkrantaha eva asau vidyamanaha mahasuraha taya devya maha asina shiraha chitva nipatitaha. Okay, he was felled with his head cut by Devi. Okay, fine. Now, tataha thereafter, ha 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 kritam, ha ha kritam sarvam daitya sainyam nanashatat. Okay. Ha ha kritam means what? Ha ha iti. Ha ha kritam means what? The noise was made. Ha ha ha. That noise was made. Daitya sainyam nanasha. Therefore, what happened when he fell? Tataha thereafter. Tat daitya sai. Daitya means again demon. Army of the whole, sarvam daitya sainyam, the entire army of demons. Sarvam daitya sainyam, the entire army of demons. Nanasha. Nanasha means what? Nanasha. Was destroyed or perished. Okay. Anashyat. Nashyati anashyat. The entire army of demons making painful noise. Ha ha kritam, ha ha kritam sainyam. The entire army of demons, daitya sainyam, sarvam daitya sainyam, ha ha kritam nanasha, perished. Anashyat. Sakala devata ganaha cha. Sakala devata ganaha. So, sarvam daitya sainyam nanasha. Okay, perished. Sakalaha devata ganaha. All the devatas param praharsham jagmuhu. Param praharsham means they attained great joy. Jagmuhu means what? Gatavantaha. Param praharsham gatavantaha. Param anandam gatavantaha means they attained great joy. Sarvaha devata ganaha, all devatas attained great joy. So the whole Anamahishasura's army already was killed in the previous chapter itself. Mahishasura alone is killed with his important people. They all killed, he was also killed. Sakalaha devata ganaha param praharsham jagmuhu. Jagmuhu gatavantaha. So praharsham, praharshaha means what? Great joy. Param praharsham jagmuhu. They attained great joy. They became very happy. All devatas became happy because they had no more enemies. Tushtuvustam suradevim. Saha divyair maharshibihi. Tushtubuhu. Tam devim suraha tushtubuhu. Tam devim suraha tushtubuhu. Tushtubuhu means stutim krtavantaha. Stutavantaha. Stutavantaha. So, tam devim stutavantaha. So, all those devatas praised that devi. Tam devim stutavantaha stushtubuhu ke suraha. So all deva, suraha means devas, praised that devi, glorified that devi. How? No, along with other great rishis, divyehi maharshibhi saha. Along with other divine maharshis, great rishis, along with other divine great rishis, devas, suraha, devas, praised Devi. So devas praised, other maharshis also praised because they are all relieved of Mahishasura and his army's troubles. Therefore, all those maharshis, also praised her. So Devas, Suraha along with other Maharishis praised Devi. Suraha Divyaihi Maharshivihi Saha Tam Devim Stutavantaha Tushtuvuhu. Jaguhu Gandharva Patayaha. See, Jaguhu means what? Geetavantaha. Jaguhu Agayan. Jaguhu sang. So Gandharva Patayaha, the leaders of Gandharva Loka, Gandharva Patayaha, although the great musicians, Gandharvas also, Gandharva Patayaha, Jaguhu had sung, they also sang Agayan. Gandharva Patayaha, Jaguhu, Agayan. Apsaraganaha, Nanrutuhu. Apsaraganaha, the groups of Apsaras, the celestial dancers, Apsaras. So celestial musicians, singers, Gandharvaha, Gandharva Patayaha, Jaguhu. The past perfect is of Gayati. So Jaguhu, Agayan. Then Apsaras Ganaha, Apsara Ganaha. Apsaras Ganaha, Apsaras Ganaha, the groups of celestial dancers, Apsaras Ganaha, Nandrutuhu danced, Nartitavatyaha, or Nartitavantaha, or Andrityan. Apsaras Ganaha Andrityan. The groups of celestial dancers known as Apsaras, Nandrutuhu had danced, Drityam Kritavantaha, Nartitavatyaha, Vatvantaha, or you can say Andrityan. Finished. Tushtuvustam Suradevim Sahadivyair Maharshibihi. Suraha Tam Devim Divyehi Maharshivihi Saha Tushtubuhu Gandharva Patayaha Jaguhu Apsaras Ganaha Apsaro Ganaha Apsaras Ganaha Apsaro Ganaha Nandrutuhu. So Haha Kritam Daitya Sainyamanasha. Devataganaha, Sakalaha, Devataganaha, Param Paharsham Jagmuhu, Divyehi Maharshibihi Saha, Suraha, Tam Devim Tushtubuhu, Gandharva Patayaha Jaguhu, Apsarasgana, Apsaroganaha Nandrutuhu. Iti Sri Markandeya Purane, Savarnike Manvantre, Devi Mahatme, Mahishasura Vado Nama Tritiyodhyayaha.
Swamiji, what's Jagmuhu?
Jaguhu is the past perfect tense of Gayanti. Gayati sings, Gayanti sang. I'm very glad Mahishasura at least and his army, they have been killed. I don't know why I was so sleepy. You won't believe I was just, my words are going here and there all over. I was going to be late, but I didn't want to stop it. I woke up at very, very early. Anyway, I'm glad I finished it. This story, you know, it's not Upanishad class. We can manage. You know, we will continue to finish it, okay? Because Devi Mahatmya is something very special. You won't know. We will not be able to study Devi Mahatmya unless Devi's grace is there. Of course, my actual plan was to do philosophical meaning, but still, I thought let me, because once we have taken it up, let us finish the word meanings first. Then we'll do the philosophical significance later on. Nice to know this, isn't it? It is not like, the words are not complete, not, because all mantra shastram. It's a mantra shastra, therefore the words are not like Bhagavad Gita words. Bhagavad Gita words are beautiful, clean, Ramayanam, Bhagavad Gita. All the words are clean language. Every word you can understand. Here the language won't be that, the sentences won't be complete. It's also beautiful poetry, but still it's slightly different. It's much Purana, no? It's slightly also different. Anyway, we understood the, at least the essence of it. Isn't it? You can see how Mahishasura became, all Asuras had Siddhi powers. Because of the power of prayer, they also worship, they also pray. They're religious. So they had all the Shaktis. They were Upasakas. you know, with all the power also, that's why they got siddhis. He could become a Mahishasura, buffalo. He had a buffalo face form, and he became a lion, and became a man with the sword. Again, he became a big elephant. Again, he got back his buffalo's face. My God, how he changes. And he had the power of, see, leaving the buffalo's body, he was going to escape from, through his mouth, the sukshma. He was about to leave the sukshma. Half he went out, and Devi stopped him from going. Then she hit him in his neck. Then when he was about to go, and Devi, you know, really cut his head and saw she fell on the floor. Nice. So, I think we'll all be relieved of a lot of problems. It's good. Now, how many shlokas have covered now until now in this chapter? I tell you, from the beginning until now, we have covered 187 verses. Okay, please remember, until now, totally from first chapter onwards, we have covered 187 shlokas. In this chapter alone, we have covered 41 shlokas. Am I correct? It's because you won't know the number otherwise. In the third chapter, we have covered 41 verses, 44 mantras. The mantra I have to show you. 44 mantras are here. 41 verses, 44 mantras. Similarly, in the total, if you take until now, we have covered 187 shlokas. 217 mantras. Very important. How many mantras we have covered until now? Totally, we have covered 217 mantras. 217 mantras. Mantras are more than shlokas. We have covered only 187 shlokas. But mantras, 217 totally. In this chapter alone, we have covered 41 shlokas, 44 mantras. Every chapter when I complete, I'll tell you the number of verses we cover, number of mantras, they are hidden there. I haven't shown you the mantras. But the next chapter, you'll enjoy it. It is not killing because all the devas, we saw that, no? We saw that all the devata ganaha, param praharsham jagmuhu, devatas became very happy because the enemies were killed. They are relieved of all the atrocities. Therefore, devatas along with divyehi maharshimihi saha, along with the great divine maharshis, great rishis, devatas also praised Devi. No? Tushtubuhu stutim krutavantaha. Therefore, what is the stuti? This is what we, and then all Gandharva Pateha Jaguhu, Gandharva sang, Apsaras Ganaha, they danced. Okay? Just as an expression of celebration of their freedom from Asuras. Okay? Devas also celebrate their freedom from Asuras. Now, the fourth chapter is a very important chapter. All of you should be present. Why? Because in the fourth chapter, we are going to have a stuti. A stuti means only praise, where devas are going to praise Devi, and we'll see all Vedantic concepts coming there in their praise, glorification. So here, this fourth chapter you'll enjoy it. Fourth and fifth you definitely will enjoy. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.